Groundbreaking ceremonies took place yesterday for NEA Baptist's new Center for Cancer Care in Jonesboro. The 34,000-square-foot facility is set to open next summer, along with the new NEA Baptist Hospital and Clinic, all located on one campus.
We're talking today about our new cancer center. You know, that is a very difficult time in a lot of people's lives. Cancer has touched my family. My guess is it's touched a lot of your families. And we are fortunate in Jonesboro to have some really outstanding physicians who are focused on taking care of patients who do have cancer. And we believe that this new facility will enable them to better care for those who come to them for service.
That's CEO of NEA Baptist Health, Steve Reynolds. He says the new facility is one part of a total $400 million investment that's being constructed. Reynolds says the facilities on that campus will open on the 101st year of NEA Baptist Health System's existence.
We spent $250,000 to build that hospital back in 1912. Today we are talking about building a new cancer center that's going to be part of the new NEA Baptist Hospital, which represents the largest investment that the Baptist Memorial Healthcare Corporation has ever made in any community. And it is a good investment. And we will see the return on the investment and the quality of lives that we're able to help advance in this community and beyond.
Oncologist Dr. Carol Scroggin Jr. is one of three physicians that will move their practices to the new cancer center. The other physicians are Dr. Ronald Blatchley and Dr. Alan Nixon Jr. Dr. Scroggin says having medical oncologists and radiation oncologists working together in one place will be a major advantage the patients will have in the battle against cancer.
The obvious benefit is that patients will be able to come and see both doctors on their initial visit, consultation, and for follow-up visits. It'll be very convenient. But also, we will provide a team approach in treating cancer. You know, cancer care is really complicated. It's complex. It takes a lot of time. You have to try to figure out whether to give patients radiation therapy and chemotherapy together or sequentially, give it before surgery or after surgery. You have to keep in mind the medical problems and different organ dysfunctions that they have and all the side effects. So it takes a lot of time thinking and planning and coordinating. And to have the radiation oncologists, medical oncologists on the same roof and other cancer specialists, it's just going to make for a very effective treatment.
Dr. Ronald Blatchley agrees. He says being able to have everyone under one roof saves patients from making unnecessary trips for doctor appointments and treatments. Blatchley says it also makes planning treatment for patients a lot more convenient.
Well, it would be nice to have radiation therapy facility in the same building where I work because we treat the same patients and will be more convenient for collaboration and consultations with the radiation oncologists. That'll be the main thing for me.
Dr. Scroggin says the big advantage to the new cancer center is having everything located in one building.
This cancer center will be truly comprehensive. It'll provide state-of-the-art radiation therapy. You can't get any radiation therapy better anywhere in the state or the region. Chemotherapy will provide supportive services. And also, patients will be able to see all the cancer specialists, and it'll be all in one location. And right now, if you have cancer, you would have to go to one center for a CAT scan, another center for a PET scan, and go to different clinics for radiation and chemotherapy. And with a new cancer center, everybody will be able to receive all of those services, all the scans, all the treatment, and to see the doctors in one place. And so this new cancer center will truly be a unique, one-of-its-kind cancer center. And I just don't know of many others around this region that offers all of the services that we will have, especially having different cancer specialists in one area.
The cancer is one of the leading killers in the state of Arkansas. The Arkansas Cancer Coalition reports that death rates in the state are higher than the rest of the nation, even as the numbers of people dying from cancer have been falling. The latest numbers for 2008 show that over 14,000 people were diagnosed with cancer, and just over 6,200 people died from the disease that year. Administrator Paul Betts says the new Center for Cancer Care will give doctors and patients an edge in the fight against the disease.
We can celebrate the wonderful groundbreaking of this tremendous facility, and it will, in my mind, begin to even the playing field against a disease that does not fight fair. Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the state of Arkansas, and today we are making a difference. So I appreciate you coming out and recognizing that with us today. The second reason we are here today is to celebrate our survivors. Our survivors have beaten the odds, and I know that we have survivors here in our audience. And if you wouldn't mind, if you are a survivor, would you please proudly raise your hand? Please give them a round of applause for this.
And several cancer survivors did raise their hands. One of those, David Bogan from Jonesboro. He was diagnosed with leukemia in 2008. Bogan went through cancer treatment and has been in remission since May. Bogan says cancer changed his outlook on life.
You take one minute at a time. Instead of trying to live for tomorrow, you live for today. And it's a terrible thing, but there's no answers other than just live one day at a time and keep it positive. Stay on a positive note.
Bogan now helps others who go through cancer treatments at NEA Baptist in Jonesboro. He participates in a program called Hope Circle. Manager of Hope Circle is cancer survivor June Morse.
Well, we are so excited because Hope Circle will be in the new cancer center, and we are a supportive care program for families who are going through catastrophic illness. And our new resource center in the cancer center will allow us to provide even more services than we're able to provide now. We work with families. We see that people who lose their hair because of some kind of treatment have free wigs and hats and scarves. We help families connect with the resources they need when they're walking through this journey of cancer or catastrophic illness. So this is a really exciting time for us. It just opens up lots of possibilities for our families who are going through difficult times.
Bogan says he got a lot of educational resources at Hope Circle that helped him during treatments. Now he volunteers for Hope Circle. Bogan's job
is working with the patients in the chemo room. I enjoy that. I enjoy meeting them and talking to them. And I'm the only male volunteer they have as such to go into the chemo room. And the men that are in the chemo room, they need somebody to talk to just as much as the women need the women volunteers talk to. And I enjoy working with the patients.
What do you tell people who may be just diagnosed with cancer? I know that you're a cancer survivor, so what do you tell them?
I just tell them to try to keep a positive outlook on everything and don't beat themselves up. That the journey they're going through or fixing to embark on is a long journey, but stay on the positive side, think everything positive, and leave the negativity out of it.
And as for how Bogan is doing these days?
I feel wonderful. I feel great. Feel just thank God for every day, and that's main thing.
And Bogan tries to pass that hope along to others who are going through the same things that he went through not long ago.